Steve Box had a dilemma. For over a dozen years, Mr. Box has taught choral and piano music at Shoal River Middle School in Crestview, and he's been involved in music in Okaloosa County for over 30 years. Then one day, out of the blue, one of his students came to him and said she had to leave his class.
And she was a very good student, had tried out for Allstate, done all the things that choral students do. And I said, wow, you know, what's going on? Did I do something? Is somebody bothering you? Is, you know, maybe a little bit of things going on in the class, you know, between the girls, guys, you know, just middle school things. She said, no, you're killing me with the music. I said, you don't like the music we're doing? She said, oh, I love the music. She said, you're playing way too loud.
A few days after that, he was in the classroom alone, started playing music, and found he couldn't hear the music, so he went to turn it up.
And it was turned up to 100%. So I thought, well, something's wrong with the keyboard. It was an electronic keyboard. I had a man came in, he looked at the keyboard, and he said, Mr. Box, there's nothing wrong with the keyboard. Then one night I walked into the house just a few days later, and I was watching television, actually. My wife came in and said, why is the television so loud? And so I looked at it, and it was at 100% volume.
So Box's wife made an appointment for him to see a hearing specialist, where Mr. Box found out he had an over 70% hearing loss. Unfortunately, the Boxes also found out that the county's health insurance did not cover hearing aids, and the cost put them out of reach. It looked like he would have to take early retirement. That's when Mrs. Box called the county office and spoke with the person in charge of health coverage.
And she said, if we can't get these, you know, he's going to have to retire, go ahead and take an early retirement. And all he told her is, well, let me do some checking and I'll see what I can do.
What he did was he set up a road trip to Birmingham to see a second hearing specialist who confirmed the diagnosis and recommended hearing aids. That led to another appointment with another local audiologist who put Mr. Box in a set of hearing aids.
When he put me into those hearing aids, there was a significant difference in what I had been hearing. And what I could hear that now.
After that emotional surprise came a bigger one. The county decided to cover the cost of the hearing aids to retain Mr. Box. That was 3 years and several sets of hearing aids ago. Students in Mr. Box's class immediately noticed the change.
The first week of school that I used the hearing aids, the first set that I had, again, I was using an electronic piano so I could walk around the classroom. I was setting the piano to where I could hear. And they were not doing very well, and they weren't keeping up with the music and not in tune and all the things that choral directors just have nightmares about. And one of them finally raised a hand and said, could you turn the music up a little bit? And so I realized then that the hearing aids were doing their job.
Hey, we heard you were thinking about retiring and that this is going to allow you to continue on, and we're just glad to be able to present this award to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All you do.
Fast forward to last week. That's when Howard Hancock, a board-certified hearing specialist and owner of several Beltone hearing aid locations along the Gulf Coast, honored Mr. Box as a Beltone Safe and Sound Hero. Mercedes Reinhardt is a marketing representative from Beltone.
When we started this initiative, we were just looking for heroes across the country. And we use heroes just in terms of people that work in the service of helping others and that have either experienced hearing loss and are now, you know, looking for ways to fix it and do something about it. And so we have reached out to people across the country, anywhere from police officers to teachers to nurses.
And while this program honors heroes, hearing loss is a universal problem. About 20% of Americans suffer some form of hearing loss. That's over 48 million people in all walks of life. But only one in four of them will actually take steps to solve the problem. Luann Henson is a hearing aid specialist in the Pensacola office.
Oftentimes they come in, they don't think they have hearing loss. They think it's everybody else that's talking to them. So through the process of testing their hearing, showing them the difficulties that they're having hearing speech when people aren't looking at them, we're able to help them understand what their needs are and also how making a change will impact not only them, but their entire family.
Meanwhile, back in Okaloosa County, Steve Box is getting ready for another school year. Like the past 3 years, he will be wearing hearing aids paid for by the county.
I don't know how they, you know, went about that. I don't know whether it was through their insurance. I don't know how it was. He just said, you've been here 30 years. We've got to help out.
And as for the Beltone Safe and Sound Heroes program, that's just beginning. Again, here's Mercedes Reinhardt.
You deserve to hear the sounds that matter to you, and that's really what inspired this whole thing, and that's why we're going to keep it going. Is it's so powerful listening to Steve's story, and you know there's emotion behind it because that's what life is about, is hearing the sounds that you love.
And at least one teacher and a few classes filled with students like the way that sounds. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.